Welcome back. You with the news at one, and let's find out more now about this County Kildare rugby club, a Thai rugby club, which is warning its members that it could have to close unless it gets public liability insurance cover over the next couple of days. Our reporter Laura Hogan has the details. Fill us in, Laura.
Yes, Anya. Well, the current insurance policy for a Thai rugby club expires at midnight this coming Monday the 9th of December. And a letter was sent to members of the club in South Kildare yesterday, notifying them of what is referred to as the grave difficulty that this club is having in securing a new public liability insurance policy. And it says that it's having these problems because of a historic claim as well as a pending claim against the club. And that so far, all of the insurers that the club has engaged with have declined to give them a quote for public liability insurance. Now, a Thai rugby club is 140 years old and was the home to Ireland international player Joey Carberry and his Munster teammate Jeremy Lockman. The letter was signed by the Honorary Secretary Brendan Conroy, and he said that the club had survived two world wars and was open since 1880, and that the club would work tirelessly to secure insurance and ensure that it stayed open. But in the event that it cannot secure a new insurance policy, the letter informed its members that of the possible closure of the club and grounds in Athy, effective from this coming Monday the 9th.
And how much hope that something can be done in the meantime to prevent that?
Well, we understand today that the club is still working to try to secure insurance, and they had a meeting with the Minister of State with responsibility for the financial services and insurance, Michael Darcy, about their difficulties earlier this week on Tuesday. And local Fine Gael TD for South Kildare, Martin Hayden, says that he's also working with the club and is hopeful that this issue can be resolved. So we contacted a Thai rugby club earlier for comment about all of this today, but a representative told us that they won't be commenting on the situation at this time.
Laura, thank you very much indeed. Our reporter, Laura Hogan.